Hey, Mark White here. You know, in times like these, businesses need every advantage they can get to take care of their teams while keeping costs down. That's why I'm excited to endorse LH Capital's SIMRP plan. It's an innovative solution that not only protects employees, but helps companies save money. Don't miss out. Visit themarkwhiteshow.thesimrp.com to find out more. That's themarkwhiteshow.thesimrp.com. Let's empower your business, save money, and secure your future today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. Located in Bessemer, Alabama, Bob Sykes Barbecue is a family-owned local tradition since 1957, cooking fresh meats over an open fire pit located in the dining room. Open Monday through Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 8:30 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Bob Sykes Barbecue is closed on Sundays. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, check out bobsykes.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com. Located in Athens, Alabama, Hydration Lounge offers IV therapy infusions, injections, and weight loss services. The goal at Hydration Lounge is to provide you with the perfect platform so you can feel and function your best while meeting the demands of our changing and busy lives. You can follow Hydration Lounge on Facebook or Instagram, or visit their website at HydrationL.com. That's Hydration, the letter L.com.
I encourage you to use Coronation for all your tailoring and alterations needs, but don't take it from me. How about from our friend Marty Rabin, lead singer of Shenandoah?
You know, you can't find anybody to hem a pair of pants for you, to pick anything up, but man, not only, you know, can they do that over their shop, she even made me a jacket. You know, a stage jacket that I wear. Got another one in mind for her to do for me here in probably a couple months. If you're looking for somebody to take care of that, your hem jobs, your alterations and all that other kind of stuff, Coronation. I guarantee you won't go bad. C-O-R-A Nation. It's fantastic. She and them gals in there do an absolutely wonderful job.
Located at 402 West Forest Street in Athens, Alabama, you can contact Coronation at 256-444-0077.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I'm excited to have Mama Sue Garrett on the line with me as we talk about
Mama Sue's Southern Kitchen and all about Mama Sue. Now, I want to tell you, I talked to Mama Sue yesterday, and I shared with her that my grandfather, Lynn Hedrick, who raised me, his mother was a Mama Sue as well, lived out in Texas, grew up on a cotton gin. They worked out there in the cotton gin, and Mama Sue actually ran a convenience store type, a cafe type place there on the Chapman Ranch, which actually butts against the King Ranch outside of Corpus Christi. I never got to meet my Mama Sue, but now I get to talk to another Mama Sue, and it comes real easy to say Mama Sue because all of my life I heard from my grandparents talking about how special Mama Sue was. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Mama Sue Garrett.
Thank you so much for having me, and I'm honored that you can call me Mama Sue.
It's fun. I'm glad to be able to call somebody Mama Sue because, like I said, I never met Mama Sue, but I knew she was a special lady. She raised my grandfather, and then he turned around and raised me, and so I know how special she was.
Well, that's wonderful. I became Mama Sue. My husband coached football, and he had lots of players, and they started calling me Mama Sue, and it just kind of took hold. And then, of course, when I became a grandmother, I became Gigi, but Mama Sue is what all of the people who are grown now would call me.
Now, you mentioned your husband, Harold, just now, and was it this past June that you celebrated 50 years of marriage?
Yes, it was. Actually, it was 51 years.
Congratulations on 51 years of marriage.
I'm telling you. And you know, marriage is, it's a blessing, but it takes work. Every day's not roses, but it's worth it.
I don't know where you and Harold were at 21 years, but me and April at 21 years are just getting going. I'll put it that way.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. That's right. And, we both were school teachers, and we had two children, and I taught elementary, and he taught high school and coached. And I, you know, we had our careers close to home. Actually, we both taught where we graduated from. Vincent is a small school, and, you know, everybody feeds from the elementary to the high school.
Yes.
So we just came home, and he coached, and he really didn't intend to stay. You know, coaches move around, but he spent all of his 29 years at Vincent High School.
How about that? Well, I'm familiar with Vincent due to the fact that I went to Pittman to middle school in Hueytown, and Vincent was a team that Hueytown, the Pittman middle schoolers, would play in football and other sports.
How about that? That's neat. It's a small world. Well, we live in Harpersville, which is down Highway 280, and most people will say, oh, I know where Harpersville is. That's where you slow down when you go through the town. but we live here, and we just have raised our children here. Both of our children are school teachers. Amy, our daughter, teaches at Vincent. She is a special education teacher. And Chris lives in Louisiana, and he teaches and coaches there.
One of my dear friends, Scott Mitchell, his father preached at Harpersville Church of Christ.
Oh, I know Scott.
Scott's in the Shelby County school system, I believe.
Well, I am telling you, Scott is a wonderful, wonderful man. And I, yes, his dad, Brother Mitchell, was a wonderful person, and we thought the world of them. Of course, living in a small community, even if you don't go to the same church that someone else goes to, you know everyone.
That's exactly right. In my first experience with the Mitchells, I was a very young teenager, and my grandfather, who was a preacher, went to preach at Harpersville for a gospel meeting, and we stayed with the Mitchells for a week, and Scott loved his old Mustang, and he would take me around and treated me so kind as a much younger little boy, and he didn't have to do that, but he took me around with him during the week, and I became really close friends with him, and he's a few years older than I am.
Wow. Well, I'm glad you told me that story.
It's a great story, and it's been a great friendship with Scott over the years. I love the fact that you were an elementary teacher, because I can recall every single elementary teacher that I had teach me back then. And my elementary teachers played an important role in my life shaping my future. I can easily say that because of the way they treated me. I grew up in difficult circumstances with domestic violence and alcoholism with my birth parent, and my grandparents ultimately took custody of me when I was 9. But I had some challenges in school when I would show up, whenever I would show up, because I had to wake myself up and I had to get myself to school, and I wouldn't have breakfast before school. And I was one of those kids that you would just look at and say, well, Mark's having a tough time, and maybe take some extra time with me. And those teachers sure did.
That is wonderful. And you know, Mark, that happens more than you think, especially in rural areas where we live. And you know, there's something that you just know that something's not right. And the elementary kids are so lovable. They need a hug. They need you to give them affirmation. And that was my calling. Now, I know high school, it takes a special teacher to teach a high school, but they don't so much need the hugs and the loving that elementary school students do.
And you know, one of the things, Mama Sue, about the education system, when you're in elementary school early on, you don't change classes. You usually have one homeroom teacher, and that's your teacher throughout the day, and you build a stronger relationship, say, than when you get to middle school or high school and you have multiple teachers throughout the day that you go to different classes and you're there for 45 minutes to an hour and constantly changing.
Mm-hmm. That's right. You know, the students that were in my class, I had them all day long, taught them all subjects except for PE. They would have a 30-minute time. They would go to the gym. But you built a relationship with them. And I have one particular student that I love because she told me that she's a teacher today because of me. And that made my day. And she said, I remember. Now, I taught first, second, and third grade. And I think I had her in the third grade. But she said, I'll never forget, after lunch every day, we would sit on the floor and you would read to us from a chapter book. You would read every day a chapter. And she said, I thought, I want to do that. And she is a teacher today. And that just made my day. You never know the little things that touch people.
That is incredible. And I credit my teachers for the Mark White Show today and the different creative areas that I've been in my life, to own businesses, to be a police officer, to have tortillas blanco and make tortilla chips. And now with the radio show, I credit those teachers for the encouragement that they gave me, the inspiration that they gave me at such a young age.
That is amazing. And you have a story too. I mean, that is amazing.
I want to get more into your story. And if you'll stick with me, we'll talk about that in another segment. Will that be okay?
That would be great.
Excellent.
That would be great.
Right now, folks, we're talking to Mama Sue with Mama Sue's Southern Kitchen, and I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. with the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Located in Bessemer, Alabama, Bob Sykes Barbecue is a family-owned local tradition since 1957, cooking fresh meats over an open fire pit located in the dining room. Open Monday through Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 8:30 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Bob Sykes Barbecue is closed on Sundays. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, check out bobsykes.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Marmac Real Estate has 8 offices throughout the state of Alabama. That includes Decatur, Hartsel, Coleman, Florence, Killen, Muscle Shoals, Orange Beach, and Dauphin Island. There are more than 140 agents throughout Alabama. You can easily reach one of those agents by going to marmac.us and tell them the Mark White Show sent you. Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Maya, and you're listening to The Mark Show.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I'm so glad that you can be with us. I have Mama Sue Garrett with Mama Sue's Southern Kitchen with me on the line right now. We talked about her days as a teacher. She was also an assistant principal, and we talked about her 51 years of marriage to Harold. What a great relationship, and talking about being able to establish that relationship and to keep it going and to strengthen that relationship. It's amazing, 51 years, so congratulations to them. I'd like to welcome Mama Sue back to the show. Welcome back.
Thank you so much, Mark. I know that you had wanted to know how Mama Sue started. Well, it was during the COVID pandemic. I had always, on my personal Facebook page, I would always make pictures of what we were having for supper. And, you know, it was just on my personal page. And my friend said, please keep doing that because it gives us a chance to make our menu for next week. And so I was doing that all along. And there was a farm up above Vincent that had started selling vegetable boxes. And they contacted me and said, if we give you a box of our vegetables, would you cook and advertise our farm? And I said, I'd be happy to. So they brought me a box of green beans and okra and tomatoes and, oh, everything. So my daughter videoed me cooking, and I mentioned the farm, and they advertised it. And, of course, it was on my page, and people said, I love this. Would you show us how you're cooking instead of just the picture of your plate? So my daughter said, let's fix you a page, and it's Mama Sue's Southern Kitchen on Facebook. That's how I got started. And, Mark, within a week, the followers I had, thousands and thousands, and they would ask me, show us how you cook cornbread, show us this, show us that. And then they started asking me for a cookbook. I didn't have a cookbook, but, you know, it was during COVID, didn't have anything to do, so I put together a cookbook. We had it published. I thought, maybe I'll sell 200. And within 24 hours, I had sold 870.
Wow.
And now I have 3 volumes. And Ms. Annie and I share an office, and we have a wonderful helper that takes care of shipping out our cookbooks. Angela and Melissa work for us, and it's a blessing. It's my ministry. I know it's about cooking, but I get to share the Lord, and that's the important thing to me.
Can we talk about the important person, too, that influenced your cooking, your mother? Because I think about my own grandmother and great-grandmother who raised me, and they were big influences on my love of cooking.
Yes, Mark, my mother was a wonderful cook, but my mother had to work. My dad died when I was 5 years old, and she drove a school bus, but she had to work in between routes. So I wasn't raised, but I stayed with my mother's sisters, and they were the ones that really taught me how to cook. And like I said, my mother could cook, but my 2 aunts instilled in me, you know, to cook good country cooking. You know, I cook like my mama did, my aunts. And, of course, when I got married, my mother-in-law, I learned from her. So you just learn, and cooking is not hard. You don't have to make a recipe that you don't know what the ingredients are. You can come up with something that you have in your pantry, and that's what I like to show people how to do that.
What has encouraged you most, Mama Sue, through this effort since 2020 with the people who follow your journey and those who maybe say thank you or share that they've been encouraged by you?
Well, I think what has encouraged me a lot, when I first started, people would say, "You remind me of my grandmother." You know, I love it. And, of course, you can tell by listening to me, I'm as Southern as they come. But I have followers all across the United States, in Australia, and many in Canada and all. And they're watching me, but I don't know if you're aware of this, but 10 months after I started Mama Sue's Southern Kitchen, found out I had breast cancer, and it was very aggressive. And I had to tell my followers, because I knew that they were going to wonder why I didn't have hair all of a sudden. And they encouraged me, but I also let them see, realize that you walk through a journey and there's going to be valleys, but with God by your side, you can make it. And I encouraged all of the ladies to get mammograms. And so many of them would text me back and say, "Thank you so much. I got my mammogram and everything's fine." But there was a large number that said, "Thank you, because I did have to have surgery. And I would never have gone if it hadn't been for you standing and saying that." So I just feel like people need to know our stories, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And that has been an encouragement to me as I encourage them.
Where does your faith come from, Mama Sue?
My faith comes from God. I know, and Mark, during the time that I was so sick, I had to have very brutal chemo, and I can remember thinking, "God, I know you're going to heal me, but I just don't know if you're going to heal me by taking me to heaven or you're going to heal me on earth." And he chose to heal me because I still have a purpose. Our purpose, everybody's purpose, is to glorify God, and I'm going to do that in everything that I do. And I was raised in church. Not everyone was raised in church, but I was. And my faith has always been strong. And my husband and I know that without God, we're nothing. And everything we have is a blessing from Him. Mama Sue's Southern Kitchen is a blessing. He gave it to us. We never intended to have a Facebook page or a cookbook, but that's our platform, and we don't forget that God gave it to us.
Obviously, you have a platform where you have to be a steward of what you've been given to be able to navigate that with people who have various needs. There are a lot of people out there that have different needs from each other, and I know that through your cooking, your sharing of stories, your sharing of your breast cancer journey, your faith, that offers something to those people, and I believe you're doing it the right way to be able to be an encourager, to be an inspiration to people, to lead people down a path that will not get them hurt, to make their lives better, to enrich their lives.
Well, I want them to know that everything is not roses, and God tells us that in this world we're going to have tribulation, but to be of good cheer because He's overcome the world. But we have to know that He's with us, and that one day our goal is to be in heaven. And I know that there's so much evil in the world today, and I know that that is not a surprise to God. But if I can just witness to one person a day, that has blessed me.
Well, I believe that we're countering the negative and the bad that we see in the world with good. And yes, as a friend once told me, Mark, do what's doable. And that's what I try to do through the Mark White Show, to encourage, to find families, groups, individuals, organizations, foundations that I can support and help. And that's what I've tried to do through my show, is to find the good and to show that to people when they find those dark places, those rough patches where all they see is the negative of the world.
Absolutely, Mark, and you do that. During all that time, right before I was diagnosed with breast cancer, we had a new grandson that was born with a very rare condition. It's called mosaic trisomy 22. And he was born, his little ears didn't form. He doesn't have an opening in his, you know, to hear, but his ear canals inside are there, so he wears a little hearing aid. He only has one kidney, and the diagnosis is so rare, the doctors in New Orleans have never treated anyone with it. That was very challenging to us, but we've trusted God through it, and he is in our house for Thanksgiving, for the first time in the 3 years of life he's been able to come. So Thanksgiving this year is special to us.
That is wonderful. And I want you, Mama Sue, to connect with Austin First Foundation, because they deal with rare diseases. They raise funds to help with rare disease research. But it's Austin, the number one First Foundation. And my friend Anthony Turling and his wife Lindsay operate that. They're based in the Auburn area, in Auburn, Alabama. And I want to connect you with them so you can find out more about what they're doing in their work.
That is wonderful. I will do that. Thank you.
Absolutely. Mama Sue, it's been a real pleasure to have you here on the Mark White Show, and I appreciate you and your great work and look forward to being able to meet you in person someday.
I look forward to that too, Mark. Thank you, and you keep up work, because you're touching many people also.
Thank you so much. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Take care. Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show, and you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. They need this. They need encouragement. And I hope that you'll follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Now, with tomatoes and other fresh produce, J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama is ready to serve you. Located at 30 County Road 260, Coleman, Alabama, you can go to their website at jcalvertfarms.com and follow them on Facebook and Instagram at J. Calvert Farms. Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama.
It's never too early to save for college.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
People who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.